Imagine a world where money doesn't dictate your choices, where waking up each morning means pursuing what truly matters to you, not what pays the bills. This isn't a fantasy. It's the essence of financial freedom. The journey isn't just about accumulating wealth. It's about creating a life where financial constraints no longer control your decisions. At its core, this path integrates three essential components: mindset, information, and action, forming a cycle that evolves as you progress. Financial independence exists on a spectrum. Some follow the basic personal finance approach, maintaining stability while adhering to conventional wisdom. Others embrace the elite FIRE, financial independence, retire early, practicing extreme frugality to achieve rapid freedom. Most of us land somewhere in between, creating our unique journey that prioritizes well-being over rigid rules. The modern FIRE movement traces back to 1992's Your Money or Your Life, which revolutionized how we think about breaking free from the work-spend cycle. Digital communities have since showcased ordinary people retiring decades earlier than peers through eliminating debt, embracing strategic frugality, and investing consistently. While financial independence technically means sustaining your lifestyle solely through investment income, financial freedom represents something more profound: having options and control. The beauty lies in the luxury of choice it provides. Whether you continue working becomes a decision based on desire rather than necessity. Isn't that what we're all ultimately seeking? The freedom to choose our own path? Think of your financial journey like an astronaut's mission, with distinct stages marking your progress. Each stage represents a milestone toward financial independence. The explorer lives paycheck to paycheck, while the cadet manages expenses and focuses on debt reduction. The aviator eliminates consumer debt and builds a robust FU fund. The commander approaches financial independence with work flexibility, and the captain achieves complete financial freedom. Financial independence rests on six pillars: income, expenses, liabilities, assets, mindset, and habits. The first four are measurable, while mindset and habits are intangible yet crucial determinants of success. Income represents all money inflows, expenses are outflows, liabilities are debts, and assets are owned resources. The gap between income and mandatory expenses is critical. Widening it accelerates debt reduction and asset growth. Income serves to cover necessities, reduce debt, build assets, and fund discretionary spending, creating both present comfort and future security. Your relationship with money forms through experiences, observations, and messages from family and society. Before creating practical plans, understand these foundations. Examine your internal money dialogues. Challenge thoughts like, "I'm bad with money," or "rich people are greedy." Reflect on early money memories and family influences to identify and rewrite limiting beliefs. Develop a growth mindset by reframing challenges. Transform "I can't afford that" into "how could I make this possible?" See financial setbacks as learning opportunities. The Be Do Have model encourages embodying your financially independent self now. Don't wait for confidence. Take action to create it. Seek support through therapists, coaches, or communities when needed, and consider your social circle's influence on your financial mindset. Remember that pursuing financial independence should enhance, not sacrifice, your happiness. Financial decisions often run on autopilot through habits, unconscious patterns that shape our money management. Whether positive or negative, these habits significantly impact our financial outcomes. Automation is your strongest ally. When savings and retirement contributions happen automatically, you eliminate the mental friction that leads to procrastination. This accelerates your path to financial independence. Review your daily spending patterns for hidden costs. A daily coffee purchase adds up over years, while meal prepping can create substantial savings. Consider indirect habits too. Good sleep improves decision-making, and regular exercise reduces health costs. Like ants and death spirals, we can get trapped in costly routines. Awareness helps break these cycles, opening new paths toward financial freedom. Your habits remain in your control, regardless of external circumstances. Envision how your future successful self would handle today's challenges and adopt those practices now. Remember, habits, like investments, compound over time. Today's consistent actions shape tomorrow's financial reality. What would you do if money were no object? This question reveals what freedom means to you. Financial independence matters because it enables your desired life. But first, you must define that life. Childhood dreams often reveal authentic desires. What activities made you lose track of time before external influences shaped your aspirations? These early interests frequently point to true callings. George Kinder's three questions provide clarity. What would you do with unlimited money? What if you had only 5 to 10 years left? What if you had just 24 hours? These answers reveal core priorities. Debbie Millman's 10-year plan exercise asks you to envision your ideal future life, where you live, your daily routines, and who surrounds you. This vision guides present decisions. Understanding your motivations and boundaries is essential. What drives you toward financial freedom? What sacrifices are non-negotiable? The guacamole levels concept helps balance current enjoyment with future goals by identifying where to splurge versus save. Your financial goals should serve your life goals. Define your specific vision of freedom. Building your financial independence plan starts with honest assessment. Begin by gathering key metrics, income, expenses, assets, and liabilities to understand your current position. Face financial realities head on, as awareness enables meaningful change. Document all income sources, salary, side hustles, investments, to establish your baseline and identify growth opportunities. Categorize expenses into mandatory versus discretionary and fixed versus variable to reveal spending patterns. Create a personalized budget using a tracking system you'll consistently maintain, whether spreadsheets, apps, or paper. Zero-based budgeting helps eliminate financial drift by assigning every dollar a purpose. Calculate your magic number for financial independence using the 25x rule. Multiply annual expenses by 25 to determine your investment target. This aligns with the 4% rule for sustainable withdrawals. For example, $40,000 yearly expenses requires $1 million invested. Your financial plan will evolve as your understanding deepens and goals shift. The key is consistent action toward your target. Initial reactions to a seven-figure freedom number can be overwhelming. Instead of feeling defeated, shift your focus from if to how to foster creativity and hope. Adjust standard financial independence rules to fit your situation. Consider using a 30x expense multiplier for extra security and factor in additional income sources like pensions or Social Security to refine your target. When calculating future expenses, focus on key variables, mortgage status, healthcare costs, and lifestyle changes. These considerations help determine a more precise target number. Your timeline will vary based on income, expenses, and goals. Focus on your own progress rather than comparing yourself to others and celebrate milestones along the way. Maintain the mindset and habits developed during your journey. When challenged, channel your future successful self's approach. Remember that these calculations are guidelines that may evolve with your circumstances. The real value comes from establishing direction and maintaining momentum. Calculate your number, even approximately, to gain perspective on your financial strategies. This often transforms financial independence from an abstract concept into an achievable goal.